Wednesday night, Vahalacha, the Tilla Shadayim, or the Yud Gimel Teves, whatever it is. Okay, if you look at people, Hilchot Tilla Shadayim, you look at people and, you know, they wash, and like, it's like really Yehurg Valyavar, not to talk after they wash, and you know, people go, ooh, ah, ee, ooh, and they do all sorts of things. They Mesiach Das like a million times from their hands being Tohor and everything, but they're not going to talk. But there's really a much worse time to talk that people are not careful about. And that's before they make the bracha of Anatila Shadayim. And you'll see people washing their hands and they didn't make the bracha yet and they're not careful. You're not allowed to talk then. And it's terrible to talk then. Much worse than talking after you made the bracha. Because after you made the bracha, maybe you were Mesiach Das, maybe you weren't Mesiach Das, you're not supposed to talk, okay. It's much worse to be Mesiach Das than just to talk and not be Mesiach Das. But before you make the bracha, you're being mafsik between the mitzvah and the bracha. And you're causing a hefsek, and out of any bracha you make would be a bracha levatola, very possibly. And like you messed up the whole thing. You talked, just like you're not allowed to talk between making a bracha and doing the mitzvah when it's the normal seder, we'll call it the regular seder, of making the bracha first and then doing the mitzvah. So by Natila Shadayim, you're doing the mitzvah first and then making the bracha for reasons we explained last week. But you still can't be mafsik between the mitzvah and the bracha. And you can't answer amen, and you can't answer kaddish, and you can't answer kadosh, or yesh meirabah, nothing. And really that starts from when you start pouring the water on one hand. Can't be mafsig, you're not allowed to talk if you, the mitzvah is to wash both hands, and if you start talking after you washed one hand, and that's also a hefsik. And so what you have to do if you talked, if you did talk, so stop, dry your hands, this is what the poskim recommend, stop, dry your hands, be metame them, in a way that would require an atil shadayim, touch a mechusadik, a part of your body, scratch your head, you know, in a way that you have to wash again, because you made your hands tohar already, really. So you can't just wash again and make a bracha that you didn't accomplish anything. Dry your hands, be metame them, so to speak, by scratching your head or touching a normally covered part of your body, and then wash again and make the bracha. That's the recommendation of the postman.